USA Radio News.
Florida Secretary of State Ken Dietzner ordered a manual recount in the Senate race of all 67 Florida counties. The recount is to be complete by noon Eastern time on Sunday and will deal with what people call the over-under ballots. Election law attorney Brian Siebler was on Fox News and says it's all about making sure every vote is counted.
This is a question of process, and the whole idea is we want to make sure that the citizens of this country have their right to vote protected.
The death toll from the wildfires burning in Northern California has risen to at least 59 people. That makes it the deadliest wildfire in a century. Those who did survive the fire are running out of places to go, many of them setting up a tent at a local Walmart. This evacuee says things are tough.
There's more evacuees, more people are running out of money for hotels and families. You know, they're staying with people that, you know, they can't stay there forever.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, folks. Let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply and, of course, the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game.
Everybody knows, including me, that Life Change Tea is the tea that makes you go. Visit GetTheTea.com for a limited time and use promo code USA and get free shipping at GetTheTea.com. Use promo code USA at GetTheTea.com.
Saudi Arabia's top prosecutor says that the death penalty will be sought for 5 of the 11 suspects indicted in columnist Jamal Khashoggi's murder. Khashoggi disappeared from the Saudi consulate in Istanbul, Turkey on October 2nd and is believed to be dead. The U.S. Treasury Department also announced on Thursday it is slapping sanctions on 17 Saudi government officials over the killing of Khashoggi. With the latest on the ups and downs of the weekly unemployment claims, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Weekly jobless claims were up this time, according to the Labor Department. The report is that 216,000 workers filed first-time claims last week, 2,000 more than filed them the previous week. Analysts were forecasting the numbers to come in a little bit below what they did at 212,000. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Roy Clark, the legendary country music singer and co-host of Hee Haw, has died. He was 85 years old. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Look, I know this isn't the first MyPillow spot you've heard, and if you don't have yours yet, what are you waiting for? MyPillow stays cool, keeps its shape all night long. You can toss it in your washer and dryer, and it's like new again. Made in the USA, comes with a 10-year warranty and a great money-back guarantee. If you don't love your MyPillow, you have till March 1st to return it. How about that? Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special. Use my code USA and get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price, plus shipping. That's MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special. Enter promo code USA. That's promo code USA.
President Trump threw his support behind a bipartisan bill to reform federal sentencing guidelines. The president says this bill will reduce crime and give our fellow citizens a second chance at redemption. Pastor Daryl Scott helped craft this bill. He was on Fox News and believes this is a bill that everyone can get behind.
I've been working with them, been in several meetings regarding prison reform, and the president has advocated very strongly in private for prisoners as well. And they're looking at this as a forgotten segment of America, that they are American citizens, and because they have made mistakes and committed crime, it doesn't mean they should have all their rights stripped. And so they're advocating for reduction in sentences, early release in some cases for nonviolent offenses. That 1994 Clinton crime bill that disproportionately incarcerated African Americans is something that is being overhauled. And the president, they feel very, very strongly about this. Listen, I've known the president for several years, and I remember when I first met him, maybe around 7 or 8 years ago, he and I discussed some of the ills that plagued the African American and the urban communities. And he said he believed depressed housing, depressed living conditions, unemployment, underemployment contributed to crime. And so in trying to eliminate or reduce this rate of recidivism, they're trying to create conditions that are conducive for prisoners to return and become functioning members of society.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.